Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Previously, my family enjoyed reading aloud The Adventures of the Swiss Family Robinson. Stranded on a tropical island, the family members resolve to embark on a plan of self-education. One son, Ernst, decides that he will continue his studies in Latin, quote, so as to be able to make use of the many works on natural history and medicine written in that language. Ernst said this with the hope that he would one day be rescued from the island and actually live among men conversant in sciences. In many ways, that's the same faith we classicalists have. It can feel like living on an island of classical thought while surrounded by an ocean of pop culture. Shouldn't we just teach the kids to fish and make sushi? Well, of course, but there's so much more to feed the human spirit than the obvious. And we teach in hope. Hope of freeing captives and loving people better. And we know that the practice of the classical arts allows our children to see both farther along the horizon and deeper into the past. As C.S. Lewis calls it, Christians see the deeper magic, the grace that is not apparent to those without Christ. So, homeschoolers can sometimes feel like we don't belong, but then we remember, that's right, we don't belong to this world. Instead, we agree with Ernst and teach our children many unusual skills, knowing that languages like Latin will open doors for them. We help our children translate the scientific names of animals and insects and gain a fresh perspective on Republican government. Latin students reconnect not just with the roots of our language, but with the roots of our culture and our Christian faith.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about classical Christian community, visit classicalconversations.com. That's classicalconversations.com.